USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
All three surviving victims of Saturday's synagogue shootings now out of hospitals in California, the youngest being 8-year-old Noya Dehan.
It was just, I never thought that would happen.
One woman was killed, Noya and two other people injured, when 19-year-old John Ernest allegedly opened fire on about 100 people who were worshiping on the final day of Passover. Police believe Ernest acted alone. They're investigating to see if he's also responsible for a mosque arson last month. President Trump says weak immigration laws and a great economy have led to an increase of immigrants headed to the U.S. In a Sunday interview with Fox News, he said the situation is like Disneyland. He blames Democrats for not voting with Republicans on tougher immigration laws. And this is USA Radio News.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Oh my gut, we need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
The board of directors of the NRA is to meet today as the organization wrestles with a leadership flap. NRA President Oliver North says he won't serve a second term, this after a bitter in-house fight with longtime NRA Chief Executive Wei LaPierre. The Justice Department has told the House Judiciary Panel that Attorney General William Barr may skip a Thursday hearing on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. USA Radio's Wendy King explains.
He is not going to dictate the format of the Judiciary Committee.
That's House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler responding to reports that Attorney General William Barr may not show up for his scheduled testimony this week if Democrats stick to the format Nadler has proposed for Barr's questioning.
What we're planning to do is that after the members finish questioning for 5 minutes, the Democratic counsel will have half an hour to question, and the Republican counsel will have half an hour to question. And that's a standard method of doing things.
I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
There are reports that Chicago's top prosecutor is being called to testify about the investigation charges and dismissal of charges in the case of Empire actor Jussie Smollett. The Chicago Sun-Times reports Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox and her deputy have been subpoenaed and ordered to produce original documents in the criminal case. In late January, Smollett told police that two masked men beat him, shouted racial and anti-gay slurs at him, poured bleach on him, and tried to tie a rope around his neck. Police investigated and later said Smollett staged the attack to generate publicity for his career. He was charged with 16 counts of disorderly conduct, but those charges were later dismissed. The Pentagon is relieving a commander at Guantanamo Bay of duty. The Defense Department says Rear Admiral John Ring has been replaced due to a loss of confidence in his ability to command. Ring is being replaced as designated acting commander by Army Brigadier General John Hussey. The Defense Department says the change in leadership will not interrupt any operations at that military prison. And the NCAA Women's National Basketball Champion Team Baylor will visit the White House this afternoon. The Bears will be the first women's team and the first basketball team to have its own White House championship celebration during President Trump's presidency. You can catch us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.